This is the City Cafe
with Dean Sullivan.
City Talk 105.9.
Sullivan Show taking you right through the afternoon with you right up until 4 o'clock. Today, now then, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that my next guest into the cafe was on the show, can't remember when it was, a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago, Sharon Harper, talking about her version of Calendar Girl. She joins me again now in the cafe. Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
Just to give us a little bit of the background to this idea. And obviously, everyone knows about Calendar Girls. Just the show's just about to open, or it has just opened in the West End. There's a film version of it and so on. Tell us about your angle on it.
Okay, well, what we've been doing for the last 6 weeks was we went to the local papers advertising for ladies to come forward and basically asking them to strip off, but in the nicest possible way.
Why?
Well, it's for cancer, and each person has their own personal story why they're actually taking the clothes off. I think a lot of it is to do with sort of what they want to get over to women is to prove to them that if you've got bits missing or you've got scars or you've got lumps, bumps, anything.
As a result of cancer,
yeah,
cancer
as
treatment.
A, you know, as a result of cancer, but also being just a woman, you know, you can still look beautiful no matter what size you are, whether you're small, big. You know, you don't have to be skinny, basically. But what's nice about this is that they're all normal housewives. They're not models. They're just normal women. We've took them out of their comfort zone.
Who I'm sure all of them have never done anything like
never
this before.
Never in their whole life. Yeah, right. Never. And, you know, I mean, the only persons they've undressed in front of course, are their partners. You know, and half of the time they cover up even doing that. So to do what they've done is just an amazing thing to watch them. I mean, I've watched every single shoot and, you know, I must admit, each one has actually brought a tear to my eye because I know the background and I know how frightened they actually are.
Mm.
So, you know, it's
so it's a very brave
amazing.
Thing to do, isn't it?
It's more than brave.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I mean, I know men think, you know, I suppose we don't really know really how men think about themselves, but women, you know, everyone knows how women think about themselves and the issues they have with themselves. I mean, myself, I've got 4 children. You know, I'm scared about cellulite and, you know, lumps and God knows what. But hey, you know, I still don't.
But that's part of what being a female and a woman is all about. It's
well,
the same with a man.
It is, yeah, it is. But at the end of the day, I mean, most women want to change so much about themselves, you know, and it could be through surgery or anything else. But, you know, I think what we want to get across is the fact that, you know, you can be beautiful. You can, you know, you don't have to be this, like, sort of what they do in the magazines. They portray a woman has to be this and has to be that. Well, they're not real women.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm using real women.
And one of the women that you did use is someone else who's joined us in the cafe, Diane Hudson. Diane, was it a liberating experience for you? Is that the right way to put it?
I don't know if that's the right word, Dean. It was hard work for me because myself have not had cancer, but I lost my mum through cancer. And I have got a lot of issues about my own body, but after these women doing what they did with bits missing and, you know, like Sharon says, with the scars and that, I thought, well, hey, if they can do it, you know, I'm there to support them all the way. So I got my kit off.
Good for you. So no blushes then in front of the photographer?
I was a bit shaky, I'll be honest, but
if it's something you've never
afterwards.
Done before, that's what I meant by it. Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
well,
once
I might
go on
page 3 now, Dean, after this.
Why not? Yeah. So, Sharon, where's it up to now as far as the publicity is concerned, the production of the calendar and so on?
Okay. Well, what we've done, we're going back to the local papers now. We've got our 12 ladies. We're in discussion over photographs that we want to pick for the calendar. So we want to go to print, basically. And I think today...
Have you got a printer?
No, I haven't.
So you're appealing for the printer?
I am appealing for anyone out there to help us regards to printing. Also, you know, we need as much donations as we possibly can get.
Tell us whether anyone who's listening now, if they think I'd like to buy that calendar or I'd like to make a donation, because it's all for charity, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Every single penny is going to cancer. You can go on our website, which is www.womeninart.co.uk. You can contact me on there. Also, you've got it on your site, Dean, so they can contact us through there. Any donations, you know, can be sent. It's got an address on the website as well.
And when can we expect to see the calendar out in print?
We're launching it in October.
Right.
What I need to get over as well, if there's anyone out there with shops, post offices, that would let us bring the calendar within and sell it, retail it from there, would be cool. I mean, it
have
is
you not approached
very...
any of the big shops like WH Smith and places like that? Well, are they interested?
Well, I got in touch with WH Smith, and her thing was that sort of they chose their calendar, come back in November for next year, a year after, yeah. Which is no good to me.
Unfortunately, that's the way a lot of these outfits work, isn't it? Yeah, you know, so far in advance, yeah. Just briefly, because we're going to run out of time, tell us about you've got a big charity ball coming up, have you?
Yes, the 24th of October, it's in Formby Hall Golf Course. It's a black tie
dinner dance.
We're going to have a lot of entertainment, bands, raffles, auctions.
And again, find out more on the webpage.
Tickets will be available, £40, and you can buy them through Formby Golf Course or via the website.
Mm. Brilliant. Well,
Dean, can I just have 1 second to say thank you to all the people, especially the Bankrupt Shop, because they have supplied all our material.
Thank you, Sharon and Diane. Thanks for popping into the cafe. That's just about it. Thanks for your company. If you've enjoyed it, we'll do it all again tomorrow.